I've been obsessed with words ever since I was a little buck. Always picking up pens and pencils to scribble stuff. It helps to represent the inner of me. With or without the literacy, I'm still living the dream. Fascinated with letters and trying to make them unnatural shaped art. Our cans would spray at the train yard. Under bridges and alleyway walls, another business defaced in a conspicuous way. When I was under 18, I had nothing to lose. Give the graffiti task force something to do. Cover the huge ass graph pieces thrown up by my crew. When I get a head full of letters, yeah, I'm cutting them loose. Some think that it would be a gift, a gift divinely bestowed to those who get in line. Wait and wait and wait and get denied. Unhappy they don't realize letterheadism's not a gift, it's a vice.
Letterhead. Never slept on or left for dead. I'm a letterhead.
I select the rhythm, and if what I say gets a listen, then no matter what the things I said are living, in spite of your skepticism, in the amount of measures written, I can quit, I can curb it. It's just addiction, I use it instead of sticking it all in vain. I become obsessed, awake all night, and forget it when I wake up the next day alive. It brought me back to my essence, like Christmas time. Only getting drawing pads is my present. Mom, how the hell you think I turn out? Burned out at age 30, looking for jobs, living at your house. I know you don't see me like that, but I'm just a junkie with a price tag despite that image of me. I'm never giving up or getting dusty. That pot of gold in the distance must mean I'm getting lucky. With heady letters, whether in a group or solo user, that beat pumps my blood with mojo boosters. I'm a letterhead.
Never slept on or left for dead. I'm a letterhead. Never slept on or left for dead.